This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
Corn on the cob was super dope.
You mean corn on the curb?
I'm sorry, what did I say? I said corn on the cob,
didn't I? You hungry than a motherfucker.
I am. I guess. Dead End Hip Hop album review. Skepta Konnichiwa. And before we get into the review, make sure you go to deadandhiphop.com and check out everything we got going on there. Make sure you check out the online shop where you can get the exclusive Dead and Hip Hop UK t-shirt. Also, while you're on deadandhiphop.com, make sure you check out the reviews and the articles that we have on the website. So big shout out to Big Stole and all of the team of writers that we have on deadandhiphop.com. So I can't front. I ain't never heard of this guy. So I kind of did just a little bit of research, and he's around our age, middle 30s, except for Ken, you know, mid 60s. But Skepta's been around for a while. He's been in the game since 03, and this is actually his fourth studio album. But this is my first introduction to Skepta. And I have to say, when I saw everybody asking for this, I'm like, man, we typically don't have good success. We actually had to kind of just not even consider reviewing some of these guys. But I am glad we reviewed this. And I'm not sure if this whole, you know, UK grime movement, there's other dudes that sound like this guy and the beats and everything he's using. Because this shit is hard. This shit is hard as hell. I didn't know what to expect, because typically with UK artists, there's two things that it just kind of shuts me down. I can't get over it. First off is the accent. A lot of times, if their accent is just too heavy, I can't get jiggy with that shit. It just shuts me down. I can't even listen to it. The next thing is kind of like,
You know, that's weird for me, because I love like their talking accent.
But when they rap,
it's just something different. The thing, man.
It's so weird. That shuts me off. The next thing is kind of like their slang. Because you know how they kind of structure sentences is a little bit different than us. Even though we're talking the same English, they have different slang. Like between the accent and just their vernacular, it be throwing me off. But I can't front. His accent, it almost added to the music for me. It really did. And that's a first, like a big time first. And then the beats, like the joint, I want to say It Ain't Safe with Young Lord, that should remind me of Project Pat when I first heard of Project Pat. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has some really hard, grimy type beats on this shit.
I kept waiting for Gangsta Boo to come in.
Bruh, I'm like, yo, what is going on here? Because you know what, his accent sounds more of like a Jamaican Bahamian accent to me than it does like a standard UK accent. So it was almost like a reggae dude rapping, because even this dude Double E kind of sounds like that too. You know what I'm saying? But I love that track, Ladies Hit, with ASAP Nash, because I felt like he needed that joint. You ain't like, y'all, of course hell. Y'all, oh, niggas
and of
like
course, that's shit. The one song you like, the shittiest song of the whole album.
That was not the shittiest song.
Which one was?
Which one was?
Which one was?
The one that I liked the least, and it wasn't because of him rapping, it was the beat. The last one, Text Me Back, I felt like that beat was kind of whack. Because I felt like almost...
Yeah, it wasn't a good closer.
Yeah, it wasn't a good closer, and I felt like almost every beat on here, he matched that emotion, that energy to the beat. But on that one, it's kind of like, okay, you're talking about being on the road and always having to do your thing, so sometimes I ain't got time to text you back, you know, but I love you, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been a different
that.
Beat.
You finish it with
and that song could have been kind of like in everything else, more so in the middle of everything. So, you know, that was the only track I didn't like. But, look, okay, fuck it. They don't like this shit. I like this shit. Listen to that joint with ASAP Next, because I felt like he needed that to kind of, if he was going to break into commercial USA market, you kind of needed that. And I like ASAP Nast on that hook. I thought like that hook brought it home. And I definitely fuck with that. Numbers with Pharrell, I was not expecting that. Crime Ridden, that joint was hard as hell too. But I really fuck with this, man. I fuck with this on pretty much all 12 tracks except for the last one, because I didn't like the beat like that. But I definitely understand the message that he was going through, that man. But yo, This dude Skepta, I'm definitely gonna go check out his other shit. This shit definitely bumps in the way.
Yeah, I think it was cool. I think much like you, you know, the accent's takes a little getting used to. I think Rap Genius helps a lot. And I have trouble with accents. Like if people have a really heavy accent, I can't understand them. For the most part, I think the first thing that I picked apart from this was the beats, the production. I really liked the production on here. It really had a hard, heavy sound to it, and it sounded really good, like in cars. I was like, oh, so the beats are nice. So the beats are enough to keep me interested in listening and trying to listen closely to some of the things that he's saying. I can't even really say I like it. I think it's definitely cool. I think I like the production a little bit more, but it's just the accents. I can't really get into like the album overall. I think the replay value is low to medium because of the production. I think I listened to it because of the beats. It opened like Konnichiwa was tough. I definitely fucks with It Ain't Safe again, but that took me to some 3 Cent Mafia shit, which is a sound that I'm definitely familiar with. Numbers, you know, was good. Detox was cool. I like the beat on Detox. Yeah, I think that was cool. But I think for the most part, it just was really, really difficult for me simply because of the accent. He's not like a super, super lyrical guy. I've listened to some of his previous work, but just out of curiosity, you know, just to kind of get an idea of who some of these, you see people floating around on the internet, like, let me see what this is, but I do that with a lot of albums. I just listen to it once and that's it, but you know, it's not enough, I should say, that keeps me coming back, you know, as far as him as a rapper. And then of course the accent get in the way and I'm like, nah. But I'm not gonna knock him. I think he's extremely popular over there. He's well known. He's friends with Drake. Drake's gonna be stealing some of his stuff now.
You know, I think we've all said before, yeah, it's just the UK accent, the voice has always been tough for me listening to a UK artist. It's like, But I think overall, this album, it was a fun listen. The thing I noticed with this guy, you know, this is my, like FIFO, I've never even heard this guy before and not even familiar with his work or nothing. So, you know, listen to him, he was very confident. He was braggadocious, but at the same time, he was very, you know, like social, you know, he had that type of content that made you be like, okay, well he's talking on some real issues in the UK. So that's kind of cool. He can still kind of show like, hey, look, I'm a beast on this mic, mm-hmm. but yeah, I'm gonna still speak on these issues that's going on here in the UK. And it was kind of clever how he kind of equivalent with the music industry, like kind of like, yeah, we're gonna still be our own, do our own rules and da 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 and all that stuff. And I think like Ken, it's like as much as I like listening to this, and I kept, you know, of course for review, going back listen to it, I had no problem going back listen to it because I liked the album. It was like, but when I think once we're done reviewing this, I don't think I would probably go back to this album just because it's just hard getting over his, it's tough getting over his voice, man. Like the accent, it's like But yeah, I don't, I'm sorry, that's how it is. But I really did enjoy this album though. Every time I listen to it, I'm just like, oh man, I'm finding different bars he's saying. But yeah, I'm sorry, FIFO, I didn't like the ladies. It's funny. I think for him to have such an album with so much energy and for him to end it with Text Me Back, I think that's probably another little disappointment that, you know, another negative I guess I didn't like about the album is like, God, you gave me all this energy throughout this whole project, and then you just finish it with Text Me Back. So it was just like, I was very like, you know, like, oh man, like, then you just finish it with that album. So, but overall, yeah, I do like this album. I like it. I just don't think I would go back to this album as much as I enjoy it, as weird as that sounds. I don't know if that's like a bad thing or not or whatever. It's just like, I enjoy it for the listening experience, but it's like, will I be like, you know what? Let me pop on the schedule.
You'd rather hear something else.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to something else. Yeah. But I still enjoy this album for what it was, you know, and for, you know, Skepta doing his thing on the end as on the mic, man, and the production. Like, I looked that up, I'm like, man, he's crafting all these beats and he's just floating through these bad boys. So that, you know, shout out to Skepta for that. But yeah, I like it, but I just won't go back to it.
Yeah, I love this project, man. I mean, I'm sure nobody's fucking surprised by that, but this is the kind of shit that I really like. But like everybody here, I had never listened to this guy either. When people were asking about Skepta, I thought it was a band. I was just like, leave me alone. And then, you know, I finally was just like, all right, let me go see who this is. Oh, it's a UK rapper. Oh, he listens to this grime. I don't know much about grime. I'm very ignorant to grime. I hate to even say this because it makes me sound like such a fucking noob, but the closest I've gotten to grime is Dizzy Rascal. I love Dizzy Rascal, but outside of him and like Kano, I really don't know much about UK rappers. So I didn't know what to expect from this. It's, you know, just like everybody, it's the accent that throws me off, but it's also the beats they typically use because they're more EDM style beats. They're not so much like hip hop beats. So that kind of stuff, I was just always just kind of like steering away from it. But I'm glad we finally listened to this because now I'm really interested. And I watched a couple documentaries on it too, like that Vice did and some other places. So I'm actually curious about grime music now. So I gotta ask people if this is what grime sounds like, because this shit is fucking dope. Like, it's super dope. Konishiwa was fucking crazy. Like, dope beat. The way he rhymes is super fresh. He's got bars. Now, he's nothing super crazy. Right. Nothing that's gonna make you go like, what is he? Oh, I don't get it. But he's got bars. But when it got to number two, lyrics, that sealed it. I was like, the beat is super duper 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 dope. And the way he rhymes on it was just so fucking dope. You know what he's really good at? He's good at doing bars, but he's also got hooks that are really good. Like the one for lyrics. He's like, see me on the street. No, see me on the TV. Hi, mom. Merkham seeds with the mic in my palm. I'm like, it's simple, but it works and it sticks in your head. Yep. Corner on the Cob was super dope.
You mean Corner on the Curb?
I'm sorry, what did I say? I said Corner on the Cob,
didn't I? You honking in a motherfucker.
It took me a minute, like when I listened to that song, I was like, what are they referring to? But you know what Corner on the Curb refers to? Like, this is what I figured out at least. Like, you know what curb stomping is? I think that's what he's talking about. Like, he's talking about curb stomping somebody. So the corn on the curb, like corn being your teeth, like the kernels. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. But you wouldn't even really think that listening to the track. But yeah, crime ridden, of course. But my favorite song on this whole shit, it ain't safe.
Yeah.
It gets in your head so quick. It ain't safe on the block. Not even for the cops. It ain't safe. Oh, it's so fucking good. That song is so good.
I do put you in that 3-6 mafia.
Yeah.
I just wanted to. I'm Project Pata. That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was waiting for, bro.
But that makes you kind of really realize what grime is. It's like, I don't want to say it's their version, but it's kind of like their trap music. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like their hood shit. Like, Shut Down, that was another one of my fucking tracks. Like, that shit is so hard. Numbers was half good. Beat was good. Skepta was good.
And Pharrell was terrible.
Pharrell's verse was horrendous. Pharrell's verse was absolutely horrendous. It sounded like his verse was an afterthought.
I didn't like the way he was flowing.
No, I mean, it didn't sound like it was supposed to be there. It sounded like the song was done. And then Skepta was like, you know, nah, bruv, go back and add a verse. So then Pharrell went back and added like a real quick verse. And it was bad. It was really, really bad. And his hook was cool.
Shit, you fucked your own beat.
You fucked your own shit up. He should have just stayed on the hook because he did great on the hook and the beat. But that's one song out of 12. That's everything good. Else on here. You know what I think was so bad about Ladies Hit Squad? That's not really a song for Skepta, because Skepta sounds so angry. So when he's rapping to a chick, it doesn't come off right. It was like that song and Text Me Back. That's why I couldn't take those songs seriously, because it's like you're so pissed off,
right.
But it's like you want to come off sentimental and sensitive, but it's like, it's like, I don't know if a girl would even be cool with that approach. It's almost like, give me that ass! It's like Mr. Cal almost. It's like, damn, it's like, dude, chill out for a minute. Like, shake your ass, shake your ass, watch the step. Okay, shit! Damn, alright!
I'm popping, nigga.
Other than that, I got nothing but positives. I am so glad we reviewed this shit. So I'm gonna go back and check out his other shit, because this shit is dope. And for anybody in the comments, leave me people that sound like this dude. Like, leave me grime dude that sound like this guy, because I wanna hear him.
Somebody hit me on Twitter says that Jamie guy is better than Skepta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jamie's his brother, if you didn't know.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't know that.
That's dope.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I'm gonna go listen to him too. I'm listening to all these motherfuckers. I still love Dizzy Rascal, but I want some hard shit like this, like some real hood sounding shit.
Skepta, if you're watching, I'm gonna go back and listen to the other three projects you have, because if they sound anything like this, then I will be a fan. I'm definitely gonna be checking out for your next stuff. I don't know what to say to like get better or anything like that, because I don't know your music like that, but I thoroughly enjoy this, and for me, probably more so than the other guys, I will be bumping this in the whip.
Yeah, good project. I definitely enjoyed the beats. I definitely enjoyed you as a rapper rapping over the beats. Overall, I think this was definitely a good project. You know, I think for me, you know, that sense of stuff takes a little getting used to, and I really don't play a lot of UK stuff like that, which probably I should change. But either way it go, I definitely like this project that you put out. I have a feeling that you may be one of the ones to break out and come over to the US.
For this being my introduction to your work, I think you did a great job of showcasing like you, and not having, this is not an album of it being, you know, 10, 11 features and all that stuff. I'm glad I was able to get the sense of Skepta, the MC, and you bringing out your rawness on the mic and everything. I thought was very dope. Dope on the productions, on the beats and everything. So, yeah, and you kept it even short. My first introduction of album to you is a 12-track album, so I definitely like that personally. So, yeah, keep up the great work, man. You know, I check out whatever you have, and I know pretty sure people in the comments are going to say, hey, check this person out or whatever. So, yeah, if they sound like this or better, I'll definitely give it a listen.
This is a fucking great project. I'm so glad we reviewed it. I feel like, I don't remember which track it was, I was just trying to look, but I feel like that dude that was on the end of one of your tracks that was like hyping you up, that was just like, you need to be that dude, like you're that dude that's gonna put this kind of music on the map for ignorant fucks like us. You know, and I know that we sound a bit, you know, xenophobic, you know, because we don't understand a lot of UK hip hop, and I've been meaning to get into it, and I think it's dope that you're the guy that's really made me finally say, okay, let me stop fucking around and go really see what these guys are doing. Like, let me really delve into this genre, because if anybody sounds like you, or like these guys said, like you or better, I'm on it, because this is really fucking good. Really, really, really fucking good. So I'm not gonna tell you what to do better, because I, like he said, I don't know your music like that. So, good job, man.